Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from As Others See Us by John Thomas Huddle, published in 1901. Some people seem to be preordained to be lucky and successful, regardless of what they do, and others preordained to be failures, no matter how hard they try. This is all wrong. There is no such thing as luck. The law of every kingdom of the universe is, as we sow, so shall we reap. If a person is successful, it is not because of blind chance, but the result of applying, whether consciously or unconsciously, the right means to the end in view. And if a person fails, it is not because the goddess of fortune is angry with them, but the result of the wrong means to an end. After all, it is not luck but pluck that wins. It is not haphazard effort, but systematic obedience to law that achieves success. The violation of law is the cause of all the trouble in the world. And the universal obedience to law, in every sphere, would make everyone successful. For example, the better we obey the laws of hygiene, the better health we have. The better we obey the laws of psychology, the better education we have. The better we obey the laws of sowing and reaping, the more peace and happiness we have. Success is simply moral, financial, and intellectual health, and it has certain clearly defined laws which must be obeyed if it is to be attained. To the eye of the ordinary onlooker, success may appear the result of luck, and failure the result of blind misfortune, but to the eye of the student of people and things, they are both the effects of real causes, as is the flower or the tree. There is place and purpose for everything, and it is nonetheless true that there is also a time, the conjunction of the right thing at the right time, in the right place, is called opportunity. The opportunity belongs to the one who is on the appointed spot at the appointed hour. Placing opportunities before procrastinators is like casting pearls before swine. They recklessly disregard them, and foolishly think that any time will do as well as now. Such people would do well to remember that, while we are considering when to begin, it is often too late to act, and that, on the great clock of time, there is but one word, now. It is because the heavenly bodies are always on time, even to the millionth part of a second, that there is harmony among the heavenly spheres. And it is because some people in the business world meet every engagement to the minute and perform every task within the appointed hour that they are so successful. There are many things in life that cannot be postponed. The time to strike is when the iron is hot, and while the sun is shining, is the time to make hay. Now is the accepted time to perform the duties at hand. Each day has its work, and it is foolish to heap upon the future's shoulders the task of the present hour. It is well neither to lend tomorrow's duties nor to borrow tomorrow's troubles. We shall live a day at a time, both as regards to labor and care. Each evening we should balance the book, and strive to have nothing in the shape of an unfinished task, or a useless regret, to carry over into the following day. Procrastination is the cause of many a failure in life. Let the important moment pass, and like a disappointed traveler whose train moves off as they approach, we find that we are just in time to be too late. When opportunity approaches, it is a messenger of hope. But when it passes unused and unimproved, it leaves behind a sense of helplessness and regret. Procrastination truly is the thief of time, and a far worse one than the thief who steals our purse. Time is one of the most precious possessions we have. It is the sine qua non of everything we may obtain or become. Without it, wealth, position, pleasure, and fame are nothing. Each one of us is allotted a certain amount, and that allowance is growing less and less every day. At most, we have little enough time to fulfill our mission in the world. Let us then see to it that it is not squandered by procrastination. Men and women waste their time and opportunities, and then ask in surprise why others succeed and they fail. A blind man could tell them the reason. If they would make fewer resolutions and keep more, if they would kill less time in saying what they are going to do, and spend more time and energy in action, they would succeed better. If they would perform every duty as it came to their hand, without waiting for a more convenient season, they would find in a short time a wonderful change in their affairs. Now let us talk of indecision. While procrastination is due to a weakness of will, indecision is due to weakness in judgment. Procrastination is knowing what to do but putting it off until tomorrow. Indecision is halting between two opinions. I don't know which is the more detrimental to success. One says, I'll do it next week, and then spends the day in pleasure and dissipation. The other, with knitted brow, spends the day in the chair of vacillation, trying to decide what to do. The energetic worker, however, knows what they are going to do the night before, and then rises with the sun and has it finished while others are putting it off or thinking about it. Then the failures get together and ask how it is that the other person succeeded and they did not. Blind to their own faults, they fall back on the old explanation that the other person was simply lucky. Indecision is indeed a terrible state of mind, and oftentimes it costs us more time, anxiety, and real labor than the execution of a choice after it is made. How often do we hear the cry, "Oh, if I only knew just what to do, it wouldn't take me long to do it. If I could only decide, the rest would be easy." I pity such people. They are very much handicapped in the race of life, for which mostly they are not responsible. This condition of mind is not their fault, but their misfortune, and it is due partly to heredity and partly to early practice. It could have been overcome had they received the proper training in childhood, and by persistent attention, it can in a great measure be overcome now. The remedy for it is to prudently and carefully plan your work, and then stick closely to your plan and go ahead. I know that the human mind ordinarily rebels against system. It wants to be free to follow its own sweet will. But if this is allowed, liberty soon degenerates into wastefulness. Our work becomes haphazard. At every step of the way, a choice has to be made, and to do this when the mind is tired or preoccupied will result either in rashness or indecision. Better to be somewhat a slave to system than a distracted halter between two opinions. In addition, remember that trying to do too many things at once is a grave fault. As the old saying goes, if you have too many irons in the fire, some are sure to burn, and a jack of all trades is a master of none. There is a limit to human ability and endurance, and under present conditions, it is almost impossible for the ordinary mortal to become successful in more than one thing. You must resign yourself to the fact that omnipotence and omniscience are attributes beyond your attainment. The person who attempts to circumnavigate everything accomplishes nothing. Dispersion is weakness. Concentration is power. Steam confined and concentrated at one place is mighty, but unconfined it is worthless. Light focused at a single point is powerful, and beneath its burning kiss there instantly leaps a tongue of flame, but dispersed it loses its force. We are machines wonderfully made and charged with life and energy, and our success depends upon the way we expend that energy. If we waste it on every new thing that strikes our fancy, working only so long as the attraction of novelty lasts, and turning our attention to something else, we will accomplish little. But if we turn all this force into one channel, and keep it there, the winds of failure cannot possibly prevail against us. Concentrated energy is the chief secret of success. Knowing a little of everything and not much of anything is the passport to failure. We should select that field of labor for which our tastes and talents fit us, a work to which we should not be urged by mere willpower, but by our love for it. For we do those things best that we like best. And when the choice is made, then victory or death.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.